want to, first of all, understand better the success that China has achieved in terms of reducing extreme poverty. It has achieved a quite remarkable record, and I would like to know more about that. I'm also interested to know particularly about what remains to be done. What are the challenges involved in continuing to lift people out of poverty? Are there any issues relating to the consequences of growing inequality? Are there any problems relating to the rural differences? I have a particular interest in how China deals with economic and social human rights to understand better how those rights are recognized and how people can claim those rights.
Currently, what is your evaluation in terms of the achievement in China in terms of poverty reduction?
Well, what I know mainly at this stage is just the statistics in terms of the numbers of people that China was able to report as having met the goals of the Millennium Development Goals. Those statistics are very impressive, but I, of course, always need to try to understand both the good news and the not so good news, because every country has problems when it comes to making sure that there are no groups that are left behind, even in times of great progress in terms of economic development. And so I want to understand more about what groups might be left behind and what plans the government has for addressing any such problems.
We know that one form of inequality existing in China is between the populations living in rural area and the urban area. So what type of policy can address this issue?
Well, it's a complicated issue. I think it's going to be important for me to understand the situation in the rural areas in terms of access to quality education, access to quality healthcare, and those sorts of issues before I can make an assessment of whether the urban-rural differences are problematic and what sort of additional measures might be taken. But that's what I'm going to China to learn about.
China has done a lot to improve the medical coverage for the population, but right now it seems it's still not enough. What do you think the government can do more?
Again, it's too early for me to say. There are different dimensions of medical coverage. There is the formal coverage, and I understand that China has made huge progress in providing basic coverage to most of its people. But the second question, of course, relates to the quality of the medical care that is then available. And inevitably, in most countries, there are differences between the quality of such care in the urban and rural areas. But I would like to understand more about the problems that seem to affect people living in rural areas in terms of access to quality health care.
If we look at this picture of poverty reduction at a global level, what type of policies are the best to lift people out of poverty?
I don't know that there are very many global prescriptions for lifting people out of poverty. In other words, I think that the best policies are going to reflect the particularities of a given country. So if I was looking at studies from the United Kingdom or Senegal, for example, they might not tell me very much at all about the challenges that exist in China and what sort of policies are needed. My starting point, because I am reporting back to the UN Human Rights Council, is of course a human rights one, and the human rights policy indicates that governments are obliged to ensure respect for economic, social and cultural rights, and that the policies they use to promote those rights should comply also with civil and political rights. So I have a general interest in the overall human rights approach adopted in any of the countries that I visit.